The following is an Audio Renaissance presentation.
Hello, I'm Gary Zukav. This program is an abridgment of The Seat of the Soul. It is not a substitute for reading the book, yet it contains, in abbreviated form, the key ideas that are the most important to me. I hope this introduction to them is useful to you. I offer what is in this program and in The Seat of the Soul as a window through which I have come to see life. I offer this window to you, but I do not say that it is necessary that you accept it. There are so many ways to wisdom and to the heart. This is our greatest richness and the one that gives me the most joy. The central message in The Seat of the Soul is that each of us is now being drawn to something of great vision that comes from beyond the personality. It is more than a vision. It is an emerging force. It is the next step in our evolutionary journey. As a way of talking about what we are and what we are becoming, I use the terms five-sensory and multisensory. Multisensory is not better than five-sensory. It is simply more appropriate now. As one system of human experience winds down and another, more advanced system emerges, the older system may appear by comparison to be lacking. But from the perspective of the universe, the language of comparison is not the language of lesser and better, but of limitation and opportunity. The experiences of the multisensory human are less limited than the experiences of the five-sensory human. They provide more opportunities for growth and development and more opportunities to avoid unnecessary difficulties. This does not mean that the five-sensory phase of our evolution, the phase from which we are emerging, is negative in comparison to the multisensory phase, the phase of our evolution that we are entering. It is simply that it is now no longer appropriate, just as there came a time when the use of candles became inappropriate because of electricity. But the advent of electricity did not make candle power negative. Who among us is an expert on the human experience? We have only the gift of sharing perceptions that hopefully can help those on their journey. There is no such thing as an expert on the human experience. The human experience is an experience in movement and thought and form, and, in some cases, an experiment in movement and thought and form. The most that we can do is comment on the movement, the thought, and the form. But those comments are of great value if they can help people to learn to move gracefully, to think clearly, to form, like artists, the matter of their lives. We are in a time of deep change. We will move through this change more easily if we are able to see the road upon which we are traveling, our destination, and what it is that is in motion. This is what The Seat of the Soul is about.